insane. Fuck, bitch, you know my balls ain't drained. I ain't gonna empty this for no hooker. I ain't gonna empty this for no booker. Booker T. Johnson F. Kennedy running down the street with his face all green. He greened out, man, cause he didn't let go of his pee. Sperm effigy all over your T's and B's and A's and S and V's and S and F's and T's and B's and G's. Fuck you all, I'm gonna go fat.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie, Joe and Megan with your 8 a.m. With your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, in a horror-turned-comedy plot twist, a skeleton uncovered in northern Queensland has been identified as an educational teaching skeleton. Marie Allison and her husband were installing new fencing when they encountered what they initially believed to be a potential crime scene. After investigations, however, Queensland police determined the bones to be a part of a historical skeleton used for educational purposes. Before plastic models became the norm in the mid-20th century, real skeletons were used by universities and medical schools. Police are requesting anybody with information about the historical use of teaching skeletons in Herberton or who lived on John Street in Herberton prior to the 1980s to come forward.
Water retailer Urban Utilities has slammed Queensland Water Minister as water bills are expected to rise by an amount far greater than last year's hike. This comes after Tuesday's state budget, which included the freeze in the UK in bulk water bill charge increases, with Water Minister Anne Leahy threatening to use legislative options to force water retailers to comply. Urban utilities bills are expected to rise by 5.5% this year, despite government expectations that they would rise only by 3.7%.
And in national news, a dedicated New South Wales registry will be established to track the diagnosis, location and occupations of people with motor neurone disease. Health Minister Ryan Park today announced MND, an incurable progressive neurological condition, would become a, quote, notifiable disease in New South Wales. That means any case detected must be reported to health authorities. The decision was welcomed by Michelle Veering, who lives in Griffith, New South Wales, which has been identified as a hotspot for the disease. Independent member Helen Dalton has been a long-time advocate for MND research. Ms. Dalton said, quote, "This has been a long burn for sufferers and for their families. So this is a great day for all of us." This progressive development has come a month after the tragic passing of Neil Danaher, the tireless campaigner and co-founder of the charity Fight MND.
The Independent Commission Against Corruption has begun an investigation into the recruitment process at the University of Wollongong after an employee reportedly was given extensive assistance throughout the process. Stacey Oon, a PhD holder at the university, had applied for a governance position after becoming friends with Chief Governance Officer Alyssa White. Throughout the recruitment process, Dr. Oon had been given clear and obvious advantages. The ICAC is also investigating reports that Ms. White had subverted the recruitment process for friends and associates 10 other times beforehand.
In international news, France has confirmed the first case of Ebola after a doctor who flew back from the Democratic Republic of Congo contracted the virus. The patient was immediately isolated once landing in Paris, and the Alliance for International Medical Action said the patient was one of their doctors. The health ministry added the patient's condition slightly deteriorated during the flight, which after this the patient was immediately isolated and taken into care. Prime Minister Sebastian Lecornu's office has said that he is monitoring the situation very closely, while the health ministry stressed that the risk is very low.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with a shower or two. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The river will reach low tide by lunchtime, with a king tide expected by 7 p.m. this evening. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.1, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Want to live your best eco-friendly lifestyle? Located in Highgate Hill,